The Anchorage School Board said goodbye to Jim Browder and swore in a new superintendent at their meeting last night. KSKA's Daisha Eaton was there and has the story.
The Anchorage School Board voted unanimously to amend Jim Browder's contract for serving as superintendent, allowing him to leave the district in June. Browder said he regretted having to ask the board to let him go early, and he said a thank you.
I want to especially thank the staff, the teachers, the principals, and the community for the support and the understanding as I've been going through this. This is a really good district, and it's poised to continue that as we move forward. I'm proud of our numerous accomplishments, and I'm proud that the staff has supported and helped us push forward the things that are real important to student achievement.
In February, Browder told the board that he might need to leave the district to be closer to his daughter and grandson, who he says are experiencing medical issues. Earlier this month, he was one of three finalists for a job in Des Moines, Iowa, but he didn't get the job. Last week, ASD announced he would retire from the district just 8 months into his contract. The board released him from his original contract, which would have required 120 days' notice. Browder will get his salary and benefits until his end date. In addition, he won't have to repay his moving expenses of up to $10,000. And he won't be evaluated because of his early departure. Chief Academic Officer Ed Graff was sworn in to take Browder's place. Graff was named as the new superintendent on March 14th. Graff acknowledged the magnitude of his new job and said he hoped to bring balance to the district.
The role that I will play and believe that I have an obligation to do is to ensure that we focus on all of our students collectively and still meet the needs of everyone individually. And I think that's a balance that is challenging, but it's one that I think we deserve to give to our students and to our community members and to our parents.
Graff has been with the district for more than 20 years, working as a substitute teacher and elementary school classroom teacher, and as a principal. Browder and Graff will work alongside each other during the three-month transition. Browder's last day with the district is scheduled to be June 14th. If he needs to leave earlier, due to family medical needs, an emergency termination clause in his new contract allows him to do so without penalty. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.